Welcome to CutOrTap.com and thank you for supporting Dead Draw Gaming. My name is Andy Hyun and I'll be presenting The Secret BDIF, A Guide to Single Strike Lugia V-Star. This article was authored by Christian Labella and published on September 7th, 2023. At the bottom of the written article, you can find a text-based version of this article's featured decklist, exportable to Pokemon TCG Live. Hello, CutOrTap readers! Many of you have probably been asking yourself the question, what should I play for Pittsburgh? In this article, I will be telling you why Single Strike Lugia V-Star is a very underrated play and could even be the secret best deck in the format. The list I will be focusing on today is listed below. Decklist for Lugia V-Star. The Pokemon are 4 Archeops, 4 Lugia V, 3 Lugia V-Star, 2 Tyranitar V, 2 Luminion V, 1 Stonejourner Battle Styles, 1 Yveltal Fusion Strike, 1 Squawkabilly EX, 1 Pumpkaboo Evolving Skies, and 1 Kabalion Silver Tempest. The supporters are 3 Professor's Research, 3 Iono, 3 Boss's Orders, and 1 Professor Burnett. The items are 4 Ultra Ball, 4 Capturing Aroma, 3 Urn of Vitality, and 2 Nest Ball. The stadiums are 2 Mesa Gosa and 2 Collapse Stadium. The energy cards are 4 Single Strike, 3 Gift, 3 Double Turbo, and 3 V-Guard. Pros and cons. The main pros of this list. There are 5 stadium counters, which means that decks that play Path to the Peak would not slow you down at all. There is a Squawkabilly EX in the deck on top of 2 Luminion Vs, meaning that there are a ton of consistency cards that are easily accessible by one of the many Pokemon searching cards in the deck. The list does have some cons though. First, there are no Jet Energies, meaning that you have to play more conservatively than you usually would. Another con would be that there is only one copy of Professor Burnett, so if you prize it, it could be very difficult to get 2 Archeops in the discard pile. Matchup spread. Charizard EX. This Lugia list plays a cool tech card for the matchup, Kabalion. Kabalion allows you to do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Dark-type Pokemon. This is very crucial because Single Strike Tyranitar V only needs 3 Single Strike energies to get a one-hit knockout on your opponent's active Charizard EX using the Single Strike Crush attack. On top of that, we played the Single Strike Stonejourner to deal with the Arceus V-Star, making Lugia have efficient counters to all of their attackers. Charizard EX also does not really have a way to take a quick 2-prize knockout unless you open a Luminion V or a Squawkabilly EX, meaning that you should most likely be ahead in the prize race every game. Giratina V-Star. The Giratina V-Star matchup is favored for Lugia, since Lugia plays heavy copies of V-Guard and Gift Energies. The V-Guard energy makes a clean Lugia V-Star impossible to one-hit KO unless the Giratina V-Star player uses their Star Requiem V-Star attack. The Gift Energies allow the Lugia player to never effectively get disrupted by an opponent's Iono or Roxanne. The main way Giratina wins this matchup is by trying to stick a Path to the Peak on turn 1 and just hope that it slows the Lugia player down too much to the point where it is near impossible for them to win the game. However, since the Lugia list featured above plays 5 stadium counters, with one of them being a Pumpkaboo, it makes it pretty unlikely for that to happen. Meridian EX. The Meridian EX matchup is close, but the matchup is usually decided by the first turn. If the Lugia player can survive the early judge path, then they usually win, since Single Strike Stonejourner can one-hit KO any of their attackers, and it throws off the prize trade. However, if the judge path does stick for a turn, they most likely win the game, or if the Meridian player is able to knock out a lone Lugia on their first turn, they usually also win that game. Mew VMAX. The Mew VMAX matchup is also favored for Lugia, since there are many dark attackers in the deck, including Single Strike Yveltal, which is a single prize Pokemon that can take a one-hit KO on an opposing Mew VMAX. Mew loses the prize trade almost every game, so their main win condition is to stick a Judge Path or get a turn 1 knockout with Meloetta on a lone Lugia. Rapid Strike Box. This is probably Lugia V-Star's best matchup, since Lugia V-Star has resistance against fighting types, and there are heavy counts of V-Guard energies to lower their damage output even more. Lugia also does not play any low HP Pokemon, making it near impossible for a Yoga Loop play to happen. The Lugia list above plays two Collapse Stadiums, so if one of your Pokemon is in range to be knocked out, you can just play Collapse Stadium down, discard your Pokemon, and erase all of your opponent's hard work. Chen Pao. The Chen Pao matchup is pretty 50-50, with the main deciding factor being who goes first, since going first usually leads to a turn 2 knockout on a 2 prize Pokemon. Whoever takes the first 2 prize knockout usually wins the game, since it is very unlikely for someone to whiff a knockout for one turn, so they are never losing the prize race. Gardevoir EX. The Gardevoir EX matchup is pretty rough, but a single strike Evoltal is very good in the matchup, since a boss knockout on Gardevoir EX with an Evoltal that has a gift energy on it is very strong, and usually ends up being the deciding factor to most games. However, if you're not able to do that, you are most likely losing the game, since you will probably be losing the prize race. Arceus Giratina V-Star. This matchup is very simple. If you can survive a Judge Path, you win. Stonejourner is very strong into the matchup, since it is a one-prize Pokemon that can one-shot Arceus V-Star. On top of that, it is almost impossible for the Arceus Giratina player to one-hit a return knockout on a single-strike Tyranitar V with a gift energy attached that just knocked out a Giratina V-Star. However, if the Judge Path can stall for long enough, you just lose. Conclusion. Lugia V-Star has a very solid matchup spread all around, and it has favored matchups into all of the top decks, with only bad matchups into the less popular decks. I think that Single Strike Lugia V-Star is a very underrated play for Pittsburgh, and has a very strong chance of being the secret best deck in the format. Thanks for reading!